Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, I know, I know, I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Singer Bill Withers was born on July 4, 1938, in West Virginia. Ain't No Sunshine was his first hit in the summer of 1971. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box on FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where you have a front row seat for our musical salute to Independence Day. I'm Mike Duke. Written by Irving Berlin during World War I in 1918, God Bless America was set aside because Mr. Berlin didn't think it quite fit the musical review that he was working on at the time. As the storm clouds gathered for World War II in 1938, he revised the song, and it was introduced by Kate Smith on the Armistice Day broadcast of her radio show. God Bless America quickly became her signature song. Let's listen to it. Kate Smith singing God Bless America like no one else can. And that brings us to a few songs about baseball. In 1947, Jackie Robinson was signed by the Brooklyn Dodgers, shattering baseball's color barrier and paving the way for other African-American players to participate in the major leagues. A short time later, this song was recorded by Count Basie and his orchestra.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball.
Swung his bat, the crowd went wild because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball. Satchel Paige is mellow, so is Campanello, Newcomb and Dobie too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it? Yes, and that ain't all. He's no home.
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone. Jackie is real God. Jackie is a real God
guy. Hey! I love Mickey.
Mickey who?
Fellow with the celebrated swing. Oh, I love Mickey.
Mickey who?
You know who, the one who drives me batty every spring. If I don't make a hit with him, my heart will break in two. I wish that I could catch him and pitch a little woo. I love Mickey.
Mickey who?
Mickey you.
Mickey me.
And that's who. I love Mickey.
Mickey who?
You know who, his muscles are a mighty sight to see. Oh, I love Mickey.
Mickey who?
You know who, the one I wanna steal right home with me. Oh, I'd sacrifice most anything to win his many charms. I'd like to be a fly ball and pop right in his arms. Oh, I love Mickey.
Mickey who?
Mickey Mantle. Ooh, I love you.
Who, me?
Who, I love you.
Not Yogi Berra.
Who, I love you.
That was Teresa Brewer and Mickey Mantle from 1956, I Love Mickey. And leading off, we heard Did You See Jackie Robinson Hit That Ball by Count Basie. Here's a surprise that I didn't know I had until I began searching my collection for songs to use on this feature. It's Jimmy Buffett.
Well, if the Red Sox were in this stadium tonight, this would probably be around the seventh inning stretch. So, Charlie, crank it up there. I think we better sing the song, don't you?
Take me out to the ballgame.
the seventh inning stretch.
I remember when I was a lad, what a fine baseball team we had. Folks would come from miles around to see us play. We played the Red Sox, beat their socks off. We played the Red Legs, beat their legs off. We played the Astros, but it rained that day. Daddy played first base,
Mama played second,
brother and sister were the catcher and the pitcher. Shortstop was a good old boy named Sue. Three big home run hitting guys out in the outfield shagging flies. Brothers Art and Bart and cousin Fargo too.
I remember one place so well, staying at the old baseball hotel, owned and operated by my Uncle Fred. We all laughed when he'd explain how the baseball hotel got its name. The pitcher's on the table and the catcher's under the bed.
Daddy played first base,
Mama played second,
brother and sister were the catcher and the pitcher. Shortstop was a good old boy named Sue. Three big home run hitting guys out in the outfield shagging flies. Brothers Art and Bart and cousin Fargo too.
Out to the barnyard we would go, learning how to hit and run and throw. We had cows and horses all around the place. Once we laughed until we split when my daddy got a hit. He slid into what he thought was second base.
Daddy played first base,
Mama played second,
brother and sister were the catcher and the pitcher. Shortstop was a good old boy named Sue. Three big home run hitting guys out in the outfield shagging flies. Brothers Art and Bart and cousin Fargo too. Brothers Art and Bart and cousin Fargo too.
Homer and Jethro from June of 1970, Daddy played first base. It was a parody of the Johnny Cash song, Daddy Sang Bass. And yes, that really was Jimmy Buffett, recorded at Boston's Fenway Park, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. We finish up our baseball outing by acknowledging a baseball concession stand staple with this song from Chris Powell and his Blue Flames.
Say, Red, let's go to the restaurant and get something to eat, man.
Yes, I'm strictly for that, man.
Well, I know just the thing to get.
Well, tell me so I can get some.
Well, listen to me and I'll tell you everything.
I'm listening.
Here I come.
Come on.
Hot dog, ain't they very nice?
Hot dog,
try them once or twice.
Hot dog,
they go fine with rice.
With the mustard and the relish and the pickles too. A hot dog,
hurry, hurry, won't you, boy?
Hot dog,
make you jump with joy.
Hot dog,
believe me, it's the real McCoy.
With the mustard and the relish and the pickles too. Cola, save my soul. I don't want orange, lemon or lime, cause something else fine is on my mind. Hot dog,
hurry, hurry, don't be late.
Hot dog,
try them on your dinner plate.
Hot dog,
ooh, it's a date with fate.
With the mustard and the relish and the pickles too.
Hot dog.
Thank you. to wait.
Hot dog.
To get a handful on my plate.
Hot dog.
Ooh, it's a date with fate.
With the mustard and the relish and the pickles too.
You eat them and you get fatter and fatter and fatter.
Hot dog.
Promised I could take her home.
Three vanilla, two chocolate, one cashew cone. Creep, creep. Creep, creep.
I met the cutest little girl on the beach. So sweet, so sweet. But she was babysitting there with her four little brothers, and they all wanted something to eat. Well, coming back from the stand, I got lost in the sand and dripping all over my feet. Our three vanilla, two chocolate, one pistachio ice cream cone. Somewhere there's a pretty little girl who promised I could take her home.
Three vanilla, two chocolate, one pistachio cone.
Well, I've been searching through the surf and the sand. Where can she be? And I've been getting dirty looks, looking under umbrellas, seeing things that I never should see. Now I have looked everywhere, but she just isn't there, and melting all over me. Our three vanilla, two chocolate, one pistachio ice cream cone. Somewhere there's a pretty little girl who promised I could take her home.
Three vanilla, two chocolate, one pistachio cone.
Drip, drip.
Three vanilla.
Drip, drip.
Two chocolate.
Drip, drip.
One pistachio cone.
Chris Jensen needs lots of napkins as he wrestles with three vanilla, two chocolate, and one pistachio ice cream cone. We also heard Hot Dog by Chris Powell and his Blue Flames from 1947. This is Judd Strunk.
I am the red clay canyons of the Colorado River. I'm the Old Dominion in the rain. I'm a windswept battlefield at Vicksburg. I'm the last 2 minutes of the game. I'm an Indiana cornfield on a hot summer's day. I'm a popsicle and I'm the popcorn at the park. I'm suburban, I'm a slum, a forgotten fife and drum. I am underground Atlanta, after dark. I'm a street fight and a crap game up in Harlem. I'm the Rams. And I'm your old Kentucky home. I'm a politician's cheater. I'm a two cheeseburger eater. I'm a couple. I'm a crowd. And I am alone. I am Jack. And I am Bobby. And I am Martin Luther King. And with sorrow I have watched these young men die. From riches and from rags I have buried them in flags. And I've loved them for they cared enough to try. I have had my brothers beaten in the jungles of the cities. I have seen them raped and pillaged on the plains. I've made mistakes, but that's the breaks. So did Jesus, for Christ's sake. And I'm willing to accept my share of blame. I'm Abe Lincoln. I'm a slave. I'm a coward. And I am brave. I'm a wino. I'm a lid. I'm the Coca-Cola kid. I'm a 2-cent lemonade. I'm the fireman's parade. I am country. I am soul. I'm the blues and rock and roll. And I don't stand for everything my country is about, but I am willing to stand for my country, and I'm damn glad to be an American.
That was Judd Strunk from 1974, My Country. There's another hour of the Music Box coming up from my house to your radio on FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. We'll close the first hour of our salute to Independence Day with Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions from 1968, a single and the title track from their album, This Is My Country.
Some people think we don't have the right to say it's my country. Before they give in,
they'd rather fuss and fight
than say it's my country. I paid 300 years or more of slave driving sweat and welts on my back. This is my country. Doo-doo-doo. Doo-doo-doo. Too many have died in protecting my pride for me to go second class. We've survived the hard blow, and I want you to know that you'll face us at last. And I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country. And I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country.